Hello and welcome, everyone.
Blog Talk
Thank
Radio.
You so Hello and welcome, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in this evening. Welcome to the Fitness Forum. We will be talking about everything fitness on this show. This is our very first ever Blog Talk Radio broadcast. I am Michael Lewis, your host. I'm so very excited to be on this broadcasting on this platform. Our Blog Talk Radio show will be a weekly broadcast streaming live worldwide. The premise of the show is really geared toward talking to fitness experts, athletes, competitors, fitness administrators, associates, personal trainers, enthusiasts alike. I really find this stage to be at the leading edge of information and technology, and so very useful to top fitness professionals worldwide. First, a little insight as to who I am. In addition to being a full-time educator, I'm co-owner of Ultimate Fitness. We own a 24-hour gym in Parma and a corporate fitness studio in Cleveland, Ohio. We're truly a rising leader in the fitness industry. Here's a shameless plug. Please make sure to follow us and like us both on Facebook and Twitter at UFIT Parma. At Ultimate Fitness, my colleague Brian Geiger and I were very passionate about health and fitness and decided to incorporate our passion through weekly shows on Blog Talk Radio called the Fitness Forum. Our forum really is open for anybody to call in. We have scheduled guests, but we will take call-ins and also online chat forums as well. For those of you who are interested in getting their voice heard about fitness topics. We'll take, again, these call-ins and chats probably about the last 5 to 10 minutes of our broadcast, so please feel free to call in if you have any questions or comments for either myself or any of my guests. Our number is area code 917-889-8037. Okay, again, that's area code 917-889-8037. We really do encourage as much interactions as possible. At the beginning of every show, I will typically do some brief introductions and report on any new trends or incoming, different various fitness news. And then really like to get into the question and answer type of interviews with my scheduled guests. The main purpose of our broadcast is really to give our listening audience an informative 20 to 30 minute show that's really dedicated to health and fitness. And we're going to try to highlight basic and overall fitness, strength, mobility, agility, powerlifting, strongman, CrossFit, and any other types of trends and issues that certainly arise. Our show will be broadcast every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and again, we'll run for about 20 to 30 minutes. Being a gym owner and a fitness studio owner, also a competitor and certainly a fitness enthusiast, I've always had questions and really a thirst for knowledge about all things fitness. I'm interested in people's successes and failures. As far as successes, because hopefully I can eventually emulate them, and failures so I never make those mistakes or failures. But at the Fitness Forum, we understand that networking and information sharing is really the catalyst that helps promote sustained success in the fitness industry. My colleague Brian Geiger and I, we believe in kind of a surrender and surround philosophy. Surrender to a higher purpose, meaning helping people as personal trainers, and surround ourselves with good people who are like-minded. So that's kind of where we come from at Ultimate Fitness. And again, we've kind of put this show together with the Fitness Forum, to help one another out. When creating the show, I reached out to some close colleagues to see if they'd really be interested in coming on this broadcast and really to discuss their areas of expertise and share with us some of their knowledge that has helped them to achieve great things, whether it be in the weight room, on the wrestling mat, at a competition, or in business. So I really hope everyone can listen to our half-hour broadcast once a week. I really think it's going to be worth your time. My first show is titled Total Physical Fitness. I'm going to be interviewing Mr. George Prokopovich, or Mr. Pro, as many people do call him. Mr. Pro will highlight the importance of overall physical fitness and really the benefits of being fit as a power lifter, as a weightlifter, and as a bodybuilder. Mr. Pro and I go a long way back. Matter of fact, Mr. Pro introduced me into weightlifting and powerlifting when I was about 12 years old. Later, Mr. Pro was my wrestling coach and high school teacher, so I certainly owe him a debt of gratitude and appreciate all that he has done and continues to do in the fitness world. Mr. Pro is also a part of our team here at Ultimate Fitness. He has a really unique background, and I will put him on here. Hopefully he'll be able to hear us, and I want to introduce him. Mr. Pro, are you on?
Yes, Mike, I'm here. How are you doing tonight?
Okay, well, I'm doing well. Greetings, and I hope you're doing okay this evening.
Yes, definitely. I heard your introduction, and I liked it a lot. I think the program's going to be great for all the people that are listening, and hope we'll get more listeners as time goes by.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. And thanks for joining us here on our inaugural broadcast. We have an action-packed night tonight, so let's get started. I have just a couple questions, but I really want you to talk a little bit about some of the things and some of your accomplishments over the years. You've been very successful, and again, to the fitness world, we do owe you a debt of gratitude. But can you tell our listeners a little bit about who you are and your background a little bit?
Sure, Mike. Well, definitely I'm a very proud teacher. I was a physical education teacher in the Parma City Schools, a great school system where I was able to coach many young men and women in wrestling and track throughout the years. I'm also a graduate of Malone University, attained a master's degree from Mount St. Joseph College in Cincinnati. And I was also vice president of Health and Fitness Incorporated for 16 years with my partner, Steve Sova. So we were on the foundation breaking of fitness when it started at the beginning. And we've seen it come full circle right now, which is just a great opportunity to talk about for me. I was also a bodybuilder at one time and a powerlifter for over 30 years. Participated in many meets. Still hold current records in the APA, the American Powerlifting Association, Mike. So that's just a general background on myself, but there's so much we can talk about. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Fantastic. Well, can you tell the listeners a little bit about some of your fitness highlights? Again, I know you've been both in the bodybuilding and powerlifting world and still hold many records. So if you could just kind of elaborate a little bit.
Well, I think it all started back from my foundation of being a wrestler. I was a wrestler, and in college I was so lucky to become a conference champion my senior year. And then I went into the powerlifting after that. From my coaches, we had to work out, we had to be ready, we had to be strong, and mentally strong. So I really liked the individual sports myself. So I went to the bodybuilding a little bit and powerlifting. Now, why did I choose powerlifting? And it's going to be a question a lot of people will ask themselves out there. My choice was definitely because I liked individual sports. And I wanted to be, I was gifted a little bit with strength. So I took it to the next level of powerlifting. And probably my best moment in powerlifting I ever had was in the state championships, where I totaled the best of my life. I ended up with a 660 squat, a 420 bench, and a 620 deadlift, which gave me a 1,700 total. Probably
amazing.
My highlight, and people probably will say, well, that's not that big. Well, back then, I was only weighing 192 pounds, which I still weigh about 190 now. So it was quite an accomplishment at that weight class at that time.
Absolutely. Well, you certainly have some awesome fitness highlights, and I agree with you. I think from my background as far as wrestling and the mentality is to be able to win and to be able to be successful. And it does coincide and really parlay right into powerlifting and bodybuilding, because it is somewhat of a team effort, but also because you can't do it by yourself. But really when it comes out on the show, on the platform, it is you standing there. So just kind of like on the wrestling mat, that's fantastic.
Well, that's what I was saying too, Mike. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, what's some of your, I guess, initial motivation then, you know, after wrestling and when you got into powerlifting and bodybuilding? What were some of those early shows like for you?
Well, the early shows are nothing like you see today, buddy. They had little squat stands with little hooks on them that you put the weight on and hope they didn't break when you were squatting. Because remember, back then we had some monsters just like they do today. And the benches were kind of rickety. They were all from York Powerlifting. There was no Rogue Fitness back then with the heavy-duty stuff. Very, very antique. But you still came out with tremendous bench presses, squats, and deadlifts. And you can't say deadlifts the same. It's from the floor up. I don't care what year it was. You know, 30 years ago till today, it's still the same thing. Man strength is based on how hard you want to put out for it. So it was an excellent, excellent idea to get into powerlifting for me.
Absolutely. And how's the change then over the years? Because I know you just recently competed again in the APA in December. I think that was that in Columbus?
Yeah, I was in Blacklick, Columbus area. And a friend of mine, Anna Rentz, and I went down there and competed. She's a 105 powerlifter, and she's going to be a great lifter someday. She's a young girl training, and we went down there and lifted together. And it was actually so much different nowadays because the platforms and everything are so much better than they were back then. But it was just very elaborate. It was at a CrossFit gym, actually. So you had great warm-up facilities that we usually don't get in powerlifting. You know that as a fact. You may get one bench in the back, one pair of squat stands or two. And everybody's got to jump in when you can and get warmed up. So it was a good event, very nice event back then.
Excellent, excellent. Now, what are your thoughts between competing equipped or raw? And if you can just explain briefly to some of the listeners.
Yeah, let's go over some of this. Back in the day, we had no suits. We didn't have anything. You had a shirt and a pair of shorts you competed in. And you were allowed to wear a weight belt back then, so that was a big deal. That we got to wear that. Then things evolved, and evolved into different federations. I'm sure everyone listening that is into powerlifting or even the bodybuilding knows how many different federations there are, how many world champions they are. You know, and it's kind of sad that it's happened that way. And the equipment has changed so much. You know, we call it zoot suits, actually, because some of these things end up by themselves in a corner and you can jump in them to lift in them, which is, I think we're seeing a turnaround at this point that more people, more contests are starting to go back into raw basic lifting.
Right.
No equipment added. And I think that's a big plus factor to the sport itself. That's taken away from the guy who can buy $1,000 bench shirt or $500 pair of briefs that gives him 60 more pounds on his squat or his bench. To a normal person that can't buy that, and now they can come back into the normal sport again and, you know, compete with it.
Exactly.
So it's come
over
from
the years,
certain, Mike.
Absolutely. Over the years I've done both, I see more value in, like you said, kind of being raw. Your numbers are your numbers. Sometimes they're not as great as we'd like them to be, but it's, you know, that is what it is as far as in the raw raw mode. Very good. Excellent.
Yeah, I can tell you I'll tell you one instance that happened to me at the. It was a Mountaineer Open, and the shirts just came out. The power bench shirts came out, and everybody listening knows what a bench shirt is, I hope. And I put one on for the first time, and the guy said, "Oh, you're going to do great with this." I go, "I don't know. It doesn't feel right on me." So I went down, and my first attempt was at 405 on the bench. I got crushed me, and I go, "Guys, I don't think this is very good." And they said, no, you'll be okay. Just do it again. Try again. And back in those days, you had to follow yourself. You didn't have a flight like they have today. Mm-hmm. You had 2 minutes on the platform. Go again. Here I got crushed the second time. I go, this ain't going to work. I said, cut this thing off. So my buddy stuck a knife, cut it off me. I went out there and did it easily without a shirt on.
Right.
So it depends. It all depends on if you're used to it or not, or how things work. Interesting, though.
It does, yeah. It does take a lot of practice. That's right, that's for sure. I know it used to take about 3 or 4 strong guys to get that shirt on and off me. It was never an easy task.
Oh, yeah, a lot of baby powder. A lot
right,
of baby powder
right.
for people that know what's going on in the sport. But, yeah,
exactly.
It's a good thing, though. I like the Raw contest coming back again for everybody. Plus, you see the females
good.
Lifting now. I think that's bringing the girls into the sport, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Is,
yeah,
thing to see.
There's a nice crossover. Yeah, there sure is. Absolutely. Now, for those that don't know, I just published a fitness book, and you wrote the foreword. If I could just quote just a bit of that, if I could, for a moment.
Sure, Mike. Yeah, I was going
to
get to that.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, you wrote, and I really still appreciate this very much, but you wrote in the introduction, knowledge is power, and power comes from knowledge. To know the sport of powerlifting, one must understand the need for fitness, strength, and training, and fitness is a lifestyle, end quote. So, and then you had some additional on there, but I thought that was pretty empowering. If you really just, I totally agree with you, or would you like to expand just for a minute on that?
Well, everybody thinks that you just go out and lift the weights. No, there's a science to it. You have to know what you're doing. And that's where the power comes from. Power comes from your mind, from your physical being. And know the sport of powerlifting is to become a strong person and in your training. Fitness lifestyle I wrote about is because you have to get into the sport and become physically fit. And we'll talk about this, what I mean by physically fit. For powerlifters, bodybuilders, and just normal people, because we have normal people listen to this, and they want to know some facts. How can they become fit as well? So I think fitness is a lifestyle, and that's eating right, sleeping right, the things that we hear all the time. But it's monotonous, but it's the right way to do it. And it's a lifestyle that everyone has to get into if they want to be fit. And that's what I was trying to say in the foreword myself, really.
Absolutely.
And that's what the book goes into also.
Good. Well, I agree. I think it's really is a general state of health and well-being, you know, and, you know, kind of an ability, I guess, that to perform different types of tasks, you know, especially through athletics or sports. But it is through correct nutrition, exercise, even hygiene and rest, like you mentioned. It's these attributes and characteristics that, you know, that do separate people from, you know, from not being into the sport or being healthy throughout a lifetime. And I think that's an important component, you know, for us. You know, I don't want to give our ages away, but the older you tend to get in this, you know, competitive, you know, world of fitness or weightlifting, powerlifting, strongman, it seems like the numbers diminish a little bit because people kind of drop off. So I think the overall fitness is
we don't have to tell this guy. We know that. Yeah, things don't stay the same. But there's one thing that we have to learn in all of our in powerlifting and sports. You peak for a performance at that time. You try to get the best you possibly can. But you have to realize that the body will only take so much of that peaking, one after another. You have to decelerate the body down and start all over. You have to give it a rest. And I think I know a lot of my friends try to always stay at the top all the time and ended up getting with injuries and such. And this is when I'm talking about fitness. Fitness comes into play here. Being, you know, totally fit, walking, running, jogging, you know, and something like that, just besides the lifting.
Right.
Keep the body in motion all the time. Of course you're going to lose something throughout the ages. We know that. But it doesn't have to be that much. You can still, you know, keep yourself physically fit and keep strong. I guess I can attest
definitely.
To that. You said
yeah,
too.
Sure can, absolutely. Yeah, definitely. And that is a big component of the overall and total physical fitness. It really is. Again, I think that being one-dimensional, you know, or staying in the a picture frame, you know, it's kind of hard to get the big picture. And again, you know, we like to lift heavy weights, but we also have to understand and know that the cardio is a part of fitness. And like you said, walking and doing different things like that keeps us, like, again, totally physically fit. That's very important. What are some of the real effective fitness programs out there today that you know that you're aware of or that you train with currently?
Well, I like Fitness for Life was a real good one for me, that it extends into starting off slow, high repetition workouts, and then going into moderately heavy to heavy workouts. So you're pushing your body to high repetitions, moderating to lower repetitions, adding more weight to a peak performance of singles, and for meet competition, and then coming back down again and progressing back up. And there's some good books out there that people have written, but a lot of people will read a book, but they can't put it into application. You know, it's very tough to do this. You talk to people, and I talk to people every day, and what do they say? And even people that are fit, they come up to you, well, what else can I do? What can I do? And you have to, you know, it's good to talk to experts, just like at Ultimate Fitness. You have a lot of great people there, and this helps, you know, and people have to realize there's always something changing each day. And you see at your gym how many different products you've brought in, you know, to help people with their fitness. It's the same thing. We have to all listen to each other and speak to each other about it and train that way.
I agree. That's never-ending. Absolutely. Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. And that helps, you know, I think, us to achieve that overall maximum level of fitness. We're going to be running a little bit short on time, but can you tell us a little bit about some diet plans or some of your over the years, you know, diet plans are kind of, you know, that's helped you to achieve, you know, sustained fitness levels?
Yeah, my diet, I still stick to like a wrestling diet. Eat in moderation. You know, I don't overeat. I only try to eat large meals all the time, maybe six meals a day. But the big key, I feel, is protein and water. I think if you can keep your protein up all the time to a certain capacity, and I've always learned that 1 kilo per 1 gram of weight, which is 2.2 pounds. If you can have 1 gram of protein for that, that would be a key factor for everybody out there. And water. You have to drink your water, but definitely moderation is the key. And I've always done that. And actually, Mike, my final year of wrestling in college, I was around 188. And I go on your scale at the gym right now, I weigh 188.
Mm-hmm. Really? So that's that's fantastic.
So that's a number of years and just watching what I eat. And, you know, not you know, everybody goes on tangents. You know, you have to have a little bit of sugar or something, but moderation. If there's a pie there, you take a piece of pie. You don't eat the whole pie. You know, that's that's the key thing we have to look at. You know, and people listening are the same way. They're thinking themselves, you know, he's kind of right about this. Moderation is the key for all of us. Not to, you know, go under it, you know, don't starve yourself just to lose weight, but do it through fitness and proper training and proper diet. And that's what I've accomplished, I think, in my life.
Okay, good.
And I want everybody to be like that.
Right, that's right. You know, in doing strongman competitions as I do, you know, I have to maintain a certain level in intake of calories and with my weight as well. But over the years, you know, I've shredded up and lost weight and did different things for different competitions. You know, but I think that steady diet, meal planning, you know, preparing the night before, I think is very important. And I think that nowadays people the new thing called the cheat meal and different things like that. And I don't know, like when I was, you know, watching my weight as far as having to cut weight, I don't know if I really ever needed or wanted pop or a pizza or whatever, but, you know, it's one of those things when you get on kind of a, just like when you go to the gym, if you miss, you start to kind of kick yourself a little bit or whatever. So same thing with the diet. Once it becomes, you know, kind of habit, you really don't need to deviate too much, you know, from it. And again, you know, I don't know if a whole cheat meal or a day of garbaging up is such a good idea all the time. But, again, like you said, moderation, I think that's some great advice.
Yeah, some of the best bodybuilders that I trained with in my life, they were always into having one day for themselves that they'd eat something out of the ordinary that day. It's usually like on a Sunday or something. They'd have maybe a piece of pizza or something, piece of cake or ice cream. You know, it was always like that. They'd have one day, so they'd have that craving would not be there for them anymore. Through the week, they could go through and know that one day I can have a little bit. I don't know if you've heard of that before, but you'll have some guests on, and they're going to tell you that they do that all the time, just for the that way it doesn't drive them crazy either.
Exactly. But you said it comes down to being mentally tough and mentally prepared to accomplish a certain task, you know, and to reach those goals. So you kind of hit the nail on the head. And so we covered a lot of ground this evening. Our time is just about over. Do you have anything that else you'd like to add or anything? Or do you have a lot of information?
Thank you for having me on the show, Mike. It's an honor to be with you all the time and to see you again and your family. It's just a wonderful thing, and you're doing the right thing. Mike's gym, Ultimate Fitness, has become like a family to everyone there. It's a great place to be, and they do a fine job keeping everybody together. And if you have any questions, they're willing to help you there. It's a great place for everyone, and I hope a lot of the people listening will come to the gym. And if they have any questions for me, I'm there, so you can come see me in person even. Don't be scared.
Fantastic.
You can come say hi.
That's right. You're right. Well, I greatly appreciate that, and I want to thank you for all your input, your knowledge, and wisdom, and the time you spent with us this evening. And again, Mr. Pearl, I want to thank you for all that you do for the greater good, and not only for the fitness world, but certainly for me personally and for my gym as well. So,
thanks, Mike, and good shout out to Parma Wrestling Team last night and their victory. We have to say that tonight here.
That's right.
It was outstanding victory, and to all the students that I've had in school and all the people that I know, it's been a fine life, and fitness is the way to go.
Absolutely. I appreciate that, and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Have a good evening. Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Right.
Okay, well, I appreciate Mr. Pro talking with us. Really a wealth of knowledge. Appreciate all the listener base this evening. And really, just to kind of wrap a few things real quick, you know, physical fitness really does have certain attributes, you know, that include strength and endurance, power, speed, balance, coordination. You know, and I think that being able to improve, you know, the amount of work on a continual basis and a sustained basis, like George Prokopovich told us this evening, you know, it's really something that needs to be, you know, focused on and worked at. It doesn't come easy. So I appreciate all of the information tonight. And again, I appreciate the listener base. Remember, we'll be back live next Thursday. It's going to be February 5th, I think. We're going to have a very special guest, a good friend of mine, Beth Karenick. Beth is a registered nurse and is an AvidCare specialist. AvidCare is really a leader in the fitness and supplement arena. I think that Matt and April will also be on with her as well. So you really don't want to miss next week's broadcast either. I want to thank everybody for listening, and I want to thank Mr. Pro for being on the show. And remember, we only have three choices in life. It's to either give up, give in, or give it all you got. Appreciate everybody. And again, see you next week and have a good evening. Thank you.